Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, and so today's the day we take some time to reflect and pray about the topic we've been exploring all week. We've been looking this week at the idea of being salt. The followers of Jesus are called to be in contact with a world that's often messy and chaotic. And like salt laid down on a road brings peace to chaos on a freezing rain kind of day like we've already had this week, or like salt in contact with meat preserves it from decaying and rotting. Followers of Jesus are called to be an influence in our world that brings peace to calm and that preserves the world from its natural decay because of its rebellion against God. Well, this week I asked you to try to put this into practice just to a small degree. We've talked about the Beatitudes for about 10 weeks now. We've been talking about these blessed sayings that Jesus started the Sermon on the Mount with. And I asked you to take a look at that and to say, how does the world around you not quite match up with what Jesus was teaching there? We shouldn't be surprised. And I invited you to find a way that you could be an influence for good in your world, in your workplace, in your home, in your neighborhood, wherever you might spend time. I'm sure it wasn't easy. So we'll take a little time now to pray about that and to reflect on what this looks like going forward. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your guidance, your teaching, and the Sermon on the Mount. Challenging as it is, we pray that you would help us to be salt in our world. When there is decay and chaos around us, we would be that influence for you and your kingdom that brings peace, that brings calm, that brings hope. It's not always easy. In the story we heard yesterday, we heard how this kind of thing can even end in violence and conflict. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to have the courage to come into contact with the most chaotic, even dangerous parts of our world. That your example in coming to earth to die on the cross would be our guidance and inspiration, but also our assurance that we don't do this in vain, but that we do it in order to follow you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you have a great weekend of rest and community, and I'll see you again on Monday when we look at what it means to be light in a dark world. I'll see you then.